Patient name, Josefina Rodriguez. Date of birth, 9-22 of 72. Date of service, 11-29 of 22. This is a 50-year-old female patient. Here, she has a complaint about having a cough, sore throat, bilateral ear pain, sinus pressure. Symptoms seem to be worse on activities and better with rest. She denies any fever or chills. No GI issues, no abdominal pain. She tells me she maintains her normal bowel and bladder function as well. She's not taking any medication for relief. Once again, symptoms better with rest. No other issues brought forth today. Period. New paragraph. Vital signs, blood pressure 129 over 74, pulse 83, respiration 16, temperature 98, oxygenation 99% on room air, current weight 178. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications, none, medical history, negative surgical history, C-section times one. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, period, in a paragraph. Labs today include a flu test and a strep test. They were both negative, period, in a paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress, but she does have a bit of a hoarse voice as she speaks, very nasally as well. She does look tired. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears, bilateral tympanic membrane erythema. Canals are grossly clear, oral pharyngeal area erythematous, oral mucosa moist. There is a strawberry tongue present to a minor degree. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. There is postnasal drip detected, visualized at inspection of the oral pharynx area. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Remainder of exam unremarkable. Period. New paragraph. Assessment and plan. Acute sinusitis and otitis media. Acute pharyngitis. Patient will be given a Z-Pak to be taken as directed along with a Medrol dose pack. Period. New paragraph. Cough. Bromfed DM 10 ml. Four times daily PRN cough. Number 240 ml. Period. New paragraph. This patient will get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, return to clinic if not improving.